We're joined by a Vikings linebacker. He is a four-time Pro Bowler. He had six tackles and a sack in Sunday's win over the Atlanta Falcons. A two-time All-American from UCLA. He was the ninth pick overall in 2014. Vikings at Green Bay Sunday. Anthony Barr is my guest. Anthony, good to have you back. How are you?
Jim, how's it going, man? Thanks for having me.
Good. Good to have you. Hey, listen, I know you're thinking about the Packers, Anthony, but take me back, if you would, to Sunday's game against the Falcons. I bring it up because there are some surreal ways to start a season if you're playing defense, but can you imagine a better one than to start the season by sacking Matt Ryan on the first play of the game? Take me through that play. What did you see?
Yeah, we just drew up kind of an early pressure first play of the game, trying to set the tone for the game, and just kind of came unblocked. I think the tackle maybe been a little confused with the look, and he kind of blocked down, and I just came free. Like I said, not a better way to start the season, kind of just set the tone for the game, and, you know, we were kind of rolling from there.
Is it kind of weird, though, kind of surreal? Like, you had this great quote after the game where you said, quote, "I was more surprised than anybody. I almost hesitated for a second, like, this can't be real, right?" End quote. I mean, how does that feel when you're like, wait, there's no way I'm going to start the season with a sack on the very first play, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, it's really just, at that point, it's not about you can't blow the layup. You know, you're there. This perfect play drawn up, and for a second you're kind of like, this can't be real, right? They're not just going to leave me unblocked. Okay, well, I'll take it, and got to go and trigger and make the play, and, you know, just don't let them slip out of that one.
That's a great analogy. You can't blow the layup. We're talking to Anthony Barr. All right, then on the third down, you chase Ryan down, and you force a punt that was then blocked, and then the offense scored two plays later. Then on Atlanta's next possession, you forced an interception, and then the offense scores four plays later. So how much did that feel like a statement by your defense against a good offense?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of fast as a defense. We kind of set the tone for the day, and we were able to get off the field on third downs. And, you know, fortunately, we got off the field pretty early a couple times, and the offense gave them a short field. Obviously, special teams played a big part in that with the field position. And, you know, anytime we get our offense a short field with kind of the weapons that we have, we feel good about our chance of getting in the end zone.
So overall, in terms of the unit, like, you had a really, really big game, but there's so much talent on that defense at each level. And it's a group that's now played for a while together and played for head coach Mike Zimmer for a while. So in terms of upside, how special can this defense be?
Oh, I mean, I think we definitely have potential, right? I mean, but that's just a word, and that's something that, you know, we need to fulfill. I think it's really about just going through each day, you know, getting better, trying to be better than we were last week, just honing in on our opponent, understanding who we're playing against, the matchups, and just going out there and playing fast and playing carefree, really. You know, when we're at our best, I feel like is when we're out there, we're not worried about making mistakes. We're not worried about really anything else that's going on other than doing our job, playing fast, playing for each other. And, you know, we were able to do that a lot on Sunday, and we're trying to carry that going forward.
Anthony Barr is my guest. I mentioned Mike Zimmer, and he always speaks incredibly high of you. What's it like to play for him, and how would you describe the relationship you have with him?
It's been awesome. You know, obviously, when I first got here as a rookie, I was kind of a little wet behind the ears, didn't really know, you know, what was going on, just kind of whatever he was telling me to do, just trying to do it at my best. You know, and now, you know, 5-6 years later, you know, I'm able to bring things up and have some suggestions, and so we have really good communication. You know, he trusts me to kind of get the defense where they need to be. And then when things come up throughout the week, I'll mention things to him. He'll mention things to me, and we'll kind of go from there. So it's been a good partnership. You know, it's been a good relationship. And obviously, we've had some success in the past. Last year wasn't as great as we were hoping, but we've always bounced back anytime we've had a down year, and I'm expecting no different this year.
See, the thing is, it's even more than you just bringing some things up. As an example, it's not just Mike Zimmer. His son, Adam, is the linebacker coach. He said, quote, "Anthony Barr is probably the smartest player I've ever coached." He went on to say that you ask questions that the coaches don't think the players would even think about. It's really high praise coming from a coach. What's it like for you to hear something like that from that coach?
I mean, it's great. You know, I think, you know, one of my best assets is just my mental capacity and, you know, what I'm able to keep in and retain, and then what I'm able to project and kind of question and explain to other players and coaches. You know, I think coaches sometimes everything looks good and drawn up on paper, right? But as a player, you're always thinking, okay, where am I most vulnerable at? Going to be attacked. And so when you bring those things up to the coaches, they may have skimmed over it, you know, or they may have not thought of something like that. So I think it's just different as a player. You kind of just thinking of maybe not the worst case scenario, but where am I weak and what do I need to do in order to protect myself and make sure that I make that play that comes my way.
Vikings linebacker Anthony Barr is my guest. So you're going to face the Packers on Sunday, and you're looking at Aaron Rodgers and a new offense. So when you look at that, what's the number one key in your mind?
Obviously, you know, Aaron's, you know, one of the best, if not the best quarterback in the NFL, you know, so we have our work cut out for us. They're trying to run the ball more this year, which is definitely going to, you know, open things up for him, you know. So I think, first of all, we need to stop the run and force, you know, kind of them to be one-dimensional. And then it's really about being tight in coverage and trying not to let him get out of the pocket and make plays. Obviously, he's most dangerous when the play kind of breaks down and then he goes and kind of freestyles it. And he's, in my opinion, the best in the NFL at that, you know, kind of broken plays. And so it's important for us to stay on our coverage, rush him the right way, keep him in the pocket as best we can, and then just go play football. You know, don't play scared. Don't play, like I said, worried about making mistakes. Go out there and be in attack mode, be aggressive, and then we'll live with the results.
Anthony Barr joining us. You know, if we go back to the offseason, a number of teams came really hard for you, and the Jets in particular made a really nice offer, apparently. So from the outside, it would seem like a lot of people would think that being a free agent would be the best time ever because teams are chasing you. But you said it was actually the worst day of your life. Lay that out for me. What was that experience like? Why was that so tough?
Yeah, I mean, I may have, you know, exaggerated a little bit, you know, worst day comment. But it was just a stressful time. You know, I'm kind of like a stress-free guy, kind of pretty easy going, you know, and then you have this really big decision to make about your future and your life. And obviously money is important, you know, and it means different things to different people, you know, but for me, my priority was being somewhere where I was happy, being somewhere where I, you know, I felt like we had a chance to win, and being somewhere with a group of people that I wanted to be with. And Minnesota kind of checked out all those boxes, and just kind of being here throughout OTAs and then through training camp and now through the season, it's kind of just reaffirmed my decision, just being within the locker room with the guys that I'm really close with and the coaching staff, and obviously the great city of Minneapolis and the fan base that we have. It's all kind of, you know, exactly kind of what I want. And so there was a little more money out there I could have had, but and I think peace of mind and happiness is priceless, and so I kind of went with that.
Anthony Barr is joining us, and for those who do not know, I mean, you came really close. You actually kind of were committed to going there, sort of, and then decided that it checks all the boxes where I am. And then the story goes, when Harrison Smith talked about you coming back, his voice cracked with emotion. It's really clear how much your teammates love you and what they think of you. How would you describe the brotherhood on that defense, and how much does that show up on the field every Sunday?
Yeah, it's special, man. You know, it's hard to describe, really, you know, without, you know, being in the locker room and being in there with and understanding kind of what we go through on a day-to-day basis together. But we have a really close group. You know, a lot of us have been together now for 5-6 years. And, you know, we really play for one another. You know, obviously we want to each do well individually and go out there and play good and have our own good games. But at the end of the day, we understand that we need each other to be successful. You know, we really count on one another off the field and on the field especially, you know. But we just have such a good rapport, and we're very close, you know, tight-knit group that we don't want to let one another down. So it was important, you know, for us to just kind of keep this thing together. And obviously, like I said, we had a tough year last year. We feel like we have everything that we need in the locker room to go and be successful. So that's what we're trying to do this year.
So finally, if you left a little bit of money or more than a little bit of money on the table and you want to stay where you were, what is it about this team and this community that makes it so special to you?
I mean, I do a lot of work here in the community. You know, I have a foundation. We support some moms out here, single moms in my foundation. We know we support single moms, try to educate them, provide scholarships. And so, I'm involved in the community. And then again, like I said, just my teammates and my coaches, they care about me. You know, and I think a good example last year, Everson was going through some things personally, and the team, the organization really stuck by him. They didn't isolate him. They didn't outcast him. We did what we had to do to make sure he was to where he was and to where he needed to be in order to be a good person, happy, you know, healthy person, first of all, and then hopefully get the football part back, you know. So that's just one example of, you know, a lot of things that we do here where I think they do things the right way and they care about us as people more so than football players. And so, that, you know, when you have that kind of support, you know, it's kind of a no-brainer in my opinion.
So then finally, as a quick follow-up, you could spend your time, you could spend your energy, you could spend your money on any number of things, this notion or cause of single moms. Why is that?
That's the name of our foundation, RaiseTheBar.org, if you want, you know, to check out some more information. But it's a personal cause. You know, obviously I was raised by a single mom, and I had great support with my grandparents and the rest of my family. But I understand and I realize how tough it is for a single mom to raise, you know, a son or two sons, two daughters, whatever it is, you know, on their own. And me and my mom, we understand that, you know, a lot of families, a lot of moms don't have a support system that I was so fortunate to have, you know. So it's our chance to do our part and be that support system for some moms that may not have another means, you know. And so it's been a really rewarding and really cool foundation that we've done so far, and hopefully continue to grow. We're still pretty new, but it's been pretty successful so far.
Good for you. Great cause. He is a two-time All-American from UCLA. He was the ninth pick overall in 2014. Minnesota 1-0 after a really impressive win over Atlanta, and they're at Green Bay on Sunday. Always a great matchup. Anthony Barr, my guest. Appreciate you, Anthony. Thanks so much. Great to have you back on.
Awesome, man. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
You too. That is a baller, Anthony Barr. Love that matchup. Minnesota at Green Bay. Who you got? Who do you have? Vikings, Packers. Who is the team to beat in that division?